The band Mashru Leila has built up a huge following in the last decade, especially in their home country, Lebanon. The frontman and lead singer is gay, and some of the songs are political. In the past, that has caused problems in Jordan and Egypt. Now, organizers of a music festival in Lebanon have canceled a Mashru Leila show, saying the festival is trying to prevent bloodshed after threats from Christian leaders in the country. Lebanon is considered relatively liberal, so NPR's Ruth Sherlock is with us now from Beirut to talk about what's going on. Hi, Ruth.
Hello.
First, you've spent time with these guys. You did a profile of them for NPR a couple years ago. What are they like?
Well, they met as architecture students at a Lebanese university, and you really feel that when you meet them. You know, the lead singer, Hamid Sinno, was wearing glasses and a simple black shirt. So they seem quite earnest. And he spoke to me a lot about how their songs are in part about celebrating diversity, everything from LGBTQ rights to gender equality, at the same time rejecting stereotypes, like of Muslim women as being not so empowered.
Dude, just come to one of our gigs. You see all these women who are veiled, who are just like celebrating other people's diversity, who are clearly not without agency.
So this was around the time that their song Roman had come out. And in that video, you see this veiled woman that's breakdancing. I went to see them in Lebanon in 2017, and the crowd just loved hearing this song. There was a real mix of ages in the audience, and people said that they saw Mashru Leila as being a kind of refreshing take in a region that spends so much of its time focused on war.
So these guys perform in Lebanon. They have a huge following in Lebanon. Why has their concert been cancelled? Who's opposing them?
Well, they were meant to play in the Christian town of Byblos, and the Christian Maronite Archbishop of that town has said that they violate religious values. Then Catholic organizations weighed in too, as well as some Christian members of parliament. They're in particular objecting to two songs, one called Asnam, or Idols, and Jinn, which is a Middle Eastern term for ghosts or spirits. Here's some of the music. So the Christian groups are objecting to the line, "I will drown my liver in gin in the name of the Father and the Son." But it's not really clear why they're calling for this now, because these songs are from 2015 and Mashru Leila has played lots in this country since then.
Oh, so the song is playing on gin as in a ghost, like a spirit, or also gin as in booze, like a spirit. I mean, why are people
exactly
now raising these objections when the band has played in Lebanon for years?
I asked that question to Ayman Manna. He's the executive director of the Samir Kassir Foundation, which works to promote freedom of expression. He says this is part of a pattern of growing repression in Lebanon.
We've had many cases of online activists being summoned, detained, journalists being sentenced to prison, to a long series of movies, books, and bands, as well as cultural events related to LGBT rights, for example, that were banned or cancelled in the last few months.
So Lebanon cancelled its Pride event last year, and Manna says that the state isn't doing enough to push back against these many different religious groups, both Christian and Muslim, and so it isn't protecting the freedoms of expressions that he says are written into the country's constitution.
What's the response been from the band?
They've called the attacks a defamatory campaign, and they say that the words in the songs that the Christian leaders cited have been cherry-picked and taken out of context. They say they don't intend in any way to disrespect people's religions.
That's NPR's Ruth Sherlock in Beirut. Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you.